gentlemen. It's Tuesday, August 27, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters, with 70 days until the presidential election. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. We've got more news. This stuff is breaking every day. And in fact, the Republicans have ongoing litigation in, I think, 24 states right now dealing with election integrity, dealing with stopping the Democrats from stealing 2024 like they did in 2020. And so I'm following these stories like a hawk, and there's a bunch of new developments to get into today. I have a feeling these things are going to persist next couple of weeks as we get closer to the election. And we covered that huge story in Nevada yesterday. This story is huge, and almost nobody is picking it up. I go through, the internet is basically the new press. So when you say press, the press used to be, you know, print, newspapers, whatever. Press is basically the internet now. I'm scrolling through all the press, and nobody is covering this story. I hear one interview from the Public Interest Legal Fund about this story, how 100,000 illegal voters removed from the rolls in Nevada, and it's just not even a story. But the Nevada Globe covered it. We covered it yesterday. And it just so happened the editor of the Nevada Globe was listening to the show and reached out. And so she's going to be joining me today to talk about this. And she's been covering Nevada elections for more than a decade. And so we're going to get into the situation in Nevada, which, again, I think could be the determining state. The results of Nevada could determine the results of the 2024 election. So we're going to be joined by editor and founder of the Nevada Globe, Megan Barth, to talk about that. We're going to be joined by Laura Loomer in the second hour, and she's got all kinds of breaking news dealing with the corrupt judges against Donald Trump, dealing with, you know, look, when we say the Democrat Party is the largest criminal organization in the history of this country, they just hide behind being a political party. I mean, you move a stone and you find money laundering, human trafficking. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then Mark Zuckerberg comes out and says, yeah, the Biden-Harris administration pressured Facebook to censor stories, and I regret doing it. These are big developments. In fact, I would probably predict, and he's kind of, I wouldn't say Zuckerberg has endorsed Trump, but he talked about after the assassination attempt, saying how badass it was and patriotic it was, Mark Zuckerberg might come out and endorse Trump, maybe even to save his own hide for legal purposes, dealing with what he did in 2020 and then dealing with the censorship that he engaged in at the behest of the Biden-Harris administration. So Zuckerberg coming out and basically blowing the whistle saying, hey, the Biden administration told me to censor these stories, and I'm upset that I did it, but we did, and here it is. And then more news. By the way, Joe Biden today. Right. He's at the beach. You know, maybe I should pull up a beach background. Maybe we should be like Joe Biden and hang out at the beach today. You guys want to hang out at the beach with Joe Biden?
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Done since the 2020 election to stop it from being stolen. It's not true. It's inaccurate. And anybody that tells you that is not paying attention. So I suspect, because I have a whole stack of news on my desk, just like yesterday it was the leading story, I got a whole stack of news on my desk dealing with the ongoing litigation, dealing with the Republican Party trying to stop the 2024 election from being stolen. And aside from the nuts and bolts of all of it, when you look at the actions that the Democrats are engaged in, any neutral observer would tell you, in response to the question of, well, gee, why would they do that? Well, the answer is obvious. They want to cheat. They don't want a fair election. And they sit up there and bemoan protecting the democracy. And J.D. Vance put it so perfectly today in Michigan at a rally. He said, the only person better off now than they were during Trump's presidency is Kamala Harris. She went from getting zero votes and dropping out of the race to getting zero votes and getting the nomination for the Democrat Party. Just ties everything. It ties in how they steal elections. It ties in how the economy's really going under Biden-Harris. Joe Biden at the beach today, by the way. Joe Biden having a beach day. Is he even the president? Life seems actually better since Joe Biden gave up being president. I'm not going to lie. Country actually seems to be doing better since Biden just forfeited being the president, since they ran the coup on him and he just gave up. Country actually seems to be doing better. Have you noticed that, by the way? Maybe it's just me, but he's at the beach today, and Kamala Harris is not doing any interviews. Kamala Harris is not doing any press conferences. I don't even think she has any campaign events planned. They're getting on a bus, actually. Harris and Walz are getting on a bus, and they're going to be going to South Georgia to court the black vote, as they say. That's going to be their plan for this week. So no serious campaign events, no serious interviews, no serious press conferences. Oh, but we'll try to do one by the end of the month, they said. See about that. But you notice, they're not even doing the big Kamala Harris rallies anymore. Did you notice that? That was their big selling point of Kamala 2 weeks ago. Look at this rally. It's pop artist Meg Thee Stallion performing. Look at this rally. It's musician Bon Iver performing. Look at this rally. It's the momentum from the announcement of Harris and Walz. And then they have that rally in Arizona. And they're like, look at this crowd size. And they cut off half the floor. They filled the lower bowl. And then they blocked off the upper bowl in the arena. I mean, for a Democrat in modern times, since Obama, let's say, for a Democrat, getting 10,000 people to a rally is a record. I mean, nobody's done that since Obama did. So Harris doing that is a big deal, no doubt. Trump goes to the exact same venue, fills the arena. They only blocked off a small portion of the upper bowl behind the stage. So Trump was on the far back end of the floor. They filled the floor. They filled the lower bowl. They filled the upper bowl and only had the portion behind the stage blocked off. And the media didn't tell you how big that rally was. Remember the Kamala Harris Arizona biggest rally ever? I mean, my God, look at the momentum. Look at the excitement. Turns out they were just bussing people in. Trump goes to the same venue. Probably has 5,000, maybe 6,000 more people, and they just don't even cover it. But notice, there's no Kamala Harris rallies anymore. They just stopped doing them. Isn't that something? I guess because when she went to North Carolina and couldn't fill a high school gymnasium, they said, okay, this gig is up. This gig is up. Now, the propaganda was Trump doesn't want to debate Harris. Trump's trying to back out of the debate with Harris. Well, Trump agreed to debates with Biden, and then they ran a coup, and he's out. So who's really dropping out of debates? And they had headlines like this. Trump-Harris quarrel before their debate. Mute the microphones or not. Trump suggests he might back out of ABC debate with Harris. All propaganda, all BS. And there's a development on this now. But here's Trump talking about it. Cut out the fake news headlines. And here's Trump addressing that at an event, a campaign event yesterday, clip 8.
President Trump, would you want the microphone muted in the debate whenever you're not speaking?
We agreed to the same rules. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I'd rather have it probably on. But the agreement was that it would be the same as it was last time. In that case, it was muted. I didn't like it the last time, but it worked out fine. I mean, ask Biden how it worked out. It was fine. And I think it should be the same. We agreed to the same rules. Same rules and same specifications. And I think that's probably what it should be. But they're trying to change it. The truth is they're trying to get out of it because she doesn't want to debate. She's not a good debater. She's not a smart person. She doesn't want to debate.
You know, it's a pretty fail-safe plan. Whatever news headlines are attacking Trump, the opposite is probably true. And that's hilarious. Some are telling you it's the Harris campaign that's threatening to drop out. Some are telling you it's the Trump campaign threatening to drop out. Why Harris campaign is fighting for unmuted debate mics. So here's what happens. They puff up their chest with Joe Biden. And they say, Joe Biden, I will debate anytime, any place. I'm Joe Biden. I'll take on Trump anytime, any place. Trump says, okay. And then the Democrats lay out all these rules, and they demand that the debate is on CNN. They say, nope, it has to be on CNN, and here's all the rules, and we demand it, or Biden's not debating. Oh, what happened anytime, any place? So Trump says, all right, fine. I agree to the rules. We'll see you at the debate. Trump knocks Biden out of the debate. Then the Democrats come back, and they're like, Trump doesn't want to debate Harris. Trump's afraid to debate Harris. And Trump says, well, wait a second. I agreed to debates with Biden. You guys are the ones that did the whole Harris thing, but okay, fine. We'll debate Harris now. So Trump says, all right, I'll debate Harris. And they go with the same rules that they had against Biden. And then the Harris campaign says, no, we want different rules. And Trump says, well, I agreed to these rules with Biden. Now you're changing the rule. Well, okay, Trump doesn't want to debate. Now, why the unmuted mics? Is there a reason behind it? Is it just the Harris campaign trying to dodge the debates? They've only agreed to one debate, by the way, September 10th with ABC News. Harris refuses to do the Fox debate and has refused the other debates. So who's really afraid to debate? So why would Harris, though, not want the muted mics? Is it because she wants to talk over Donald Trump? Or is it because she just needs an excuse to get out of the debate? Well, this is what Trump said today in regards to the debates. I've reached an agreement with the radical left Democrats for a debate with Comrade Kamala Harris. It will be broadcast live on ABC Fake News, by far the nastiest and most unfair newscaster in the business, on Tuesday, September 10th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, the people they've decided, at least the last I saw, to moderate the debate was David Muir, and I forget the other lady's name. I mean, Muir probably will be fairly neutral, I would say. He's kind of just a teleprompter reading guy. I really wouldn't even say I know his politics for sure. I mean, he'll just read what's on the teleprompter, so if it's anti-Trump, he'll read it. But I would say Muir will probably be close to as fair as it would be as a moderator at ABC News. I forget the other lady's name. Her, I'm not so sure about. Trump goes on. The rules will be the same as the last CNN debate, which seemed to work out well for everyone, perhaps, except crooked Joe Biden. The debate will be stand-up, meaning they won't be sitting down, like Biden requested, and candidates cannot bring notes or cheat sheets. Oh, that was another rub. Kamala wanted to have a binder with her. She wanted to have a binder of notes with her. Now let's recall, because many people maybe weren't following politics or don't remember. In 2016, and this was exposed in WikiLeaks emails, Donna Brazile coordinated with the Hillary Clinton campaign and gave her the questions to the debate before the debate. MSNBC host, pundit, commentator Donna Brazile gave Hillary Clinton the debate questions before the debate. It all came out in WikiLeaks emails. Lindsay Davis, the other moderator, she'll be okay, but she very questionable. So why would Kamala Harris want to bring a binder of notes and cheat cards with her? Was ABC News going to give her the questions? Can Kamala Harris not do a debate without note cards and cheats in front of her? So that was the real rub, I think. This whole issue about the mics being muted was a distraction. Kamala Harris needed to bring a binder with her to the debate. That's what I think was really going on. And so they struck that down. So Kamala Harris will have to be up there without anything. Look out for an earpiece. So the candidates cannot bring notes or cheat sheets like Kamala Harris wanted. We have also been given assurance by ABC that this will be a fair and equitable debate and that neither side will be given the questions in advance. No, Donna Brazile. So that's what that reference here is, as we just mentioned. Harris would not agree to the Fox News debate on September 4th, but that date will be held open in case she changes her mind or flip-flops, as she has done on every single one of her long-held, cherished policy beliefs. Oh, this is good stuff. A possible third debate, which would go to NBC Fake News, has not been agreed to by the radical left. God bless America. And we've got more on the Kamala Harris flip-flop. So we've got one debate. So Trump already knocked Biden out with the debate. You know, that's not how these things go. If you're a boxer and you knock your opponent out in the first round, they don't get to throw another guy in the ring and say, nope, you're fighting him now. I guess they could have done that with Mike Tyson. So they'll do it with Donald Trump. What do you think? Do you think Kamala Harris will be doing more than one debate? The fact that she won't agree to more than one debate tells me no. There's no way she'll agree to a debate on Fox News. She's made that clear. Maybe, depending on how the debate on ABC goes, she does another debate, but I think it's clear they don't want. The less you see of Kamala, the better. The less Kamala talks, the better. I think they've made that. They know that. That's the understanding. The less you see of her, the less you hear of her, the better. The more she speaks, the worse she sounds. The more she talks, the dumber she looks. And everybody knows it. But okay, September 10th, I guess you would say the next big mile marker in this presidential election cycle. But here you go. You got Kamala Harris, flip-flopper Kamala. And these ads are really good. They need to be running all over network news, sporting events, local news, TV shows, movie broadcasts on TV. Here's one. You got Kamala debating herself. Harris versus Harris, clip 10.
Everyday prices are too high. Food, rent, gas, back to school clothes. That is called Bidenomics. A loaf of bread costs 50% more today. Ground beef is up almost 50%. There's not much left at the end of the month. Bidenomics is working. The price of housing has gone up. It feels so hard to just be able to get ahead. And we are very proud of Bidenomics.
Yeah, that ad needs to be running 24/7 as much as possible. People need to see that. But that's it. Kamala Harris. Bidenomics is great. Kamala Harris running against Bidenomics. Shameless. Now, I expect it from a lying Democrat politician. It's the media that's shameless. It's these liberal commentators and pundits that are shameless. You know damn well Kamala Harris is running against her own policies. You know damn well Kamala Harris is running against her own failures at the border. You know damn well Kamala Harris is running against the failures of Bidenomics that they told you was so great. And you sit here and you prop up that lie and that propaganda shamelessly. Shamelessly. Now, we got more on the economic front, but, here's more Kamala versus Kamala in clip 7.
One of the programs that she started on truancy, which is what a lot of people have been hitting my Twitter feed about, how, that program, from their criticism, is it separated black children from their families. Mm-hmm. She talks about the fact that, there were a lot of tough decisions that were made, but I stand by them. She's going to have to talk about that more fully. Kamala Harris never sent parents to jail for their kids' truancy.
Oh, it's the media doing her legwork there. State-run media, Democrat propaganda media. That's what we're up against. And, that brings me to this chart that is so important. Americans' trust in mass media. In 2020, this graph runs from 97 to 2020. Democrats trust in mainstream media, 73%. Republicans trust in mainstream media, 10%. Now, there's so many stories that can be told from this. But see, that's how they go on TV and they say, Kamala Harris sent parents to jail for truancy. 4 years later, Kamala Harris never sent parents to jail for truancy. Because they know the Democrat voter will mindlessly believe whatever they see on television. And imagine that. You're a Democrat. You're a liberal. You're a progressive. You think you're anti-establishment. You think you're a free thinker. You're not. You're a mindless vessel of Democrat propaganda. You think you're an independent thinker. You think you can think for yourself and make your own decisions. You don't. You believe whatever the mainstream media tells you to believe. And it doesn't matter if it's one thing this day and the exact opposite the next. You will blindly follow it. Republicans at 10%. So who's the real anti-establishment? Who are the real free thinkers? Democrats are lazy, uninformed voters. They intake what they get from the propaganda media, and then they regurgitate it. Doesn't matter what it is, when it is, how it is. That's all they do. And imagine that. When the majority of Democrats trust mainstream media that they're completely misinformed, disinformed, and are lost in a world that doesn't exist. And then there's Republicans that are actually smart and reactive, and they say, huh, wow, mainstream media just lies to us all the time. I don't trust them. I'm going to think for myself. Democrat says, I don't need to think for myself. I trust the mainstream media. I don't need to question anything. It's bad to question things. It's bad to do your own research. Just trust the mainstream media. Just trust the government. I'm a free thinker. I'm anti-establishment. I love big government. I love big media. That's how they get away with it. That's how they can tell you Kamala Harris is strong border security. That's how they can tell you Kamala Harris is no tax on tips. That's how they can tell you Kamala Harris is going to fix the economy and had nothing to do with the bad economy. Because they know the Democrat voter is an empty vessel of any free thought, original thought, or questioning anything. They do exactly what they're told, when they're told to, how they're told to. So if one day building a border wall is racist, the liberal says it's racist. If the next day building a border wall is a great policy for Kamala Harris, then building the border wall is a great policy for Harris. And the Democrat voter goes along for the ride and doesn't question anything. These are dangerous people. And that's why, no, not everybody should vote. If you're that dumb, if you're that uninformed, your vote is actually dangerous. Your vote is actually a threat. You probably don't know the three branches of government. You probably don't even know your own representatives, your own senators. You probably shouldn't be allowed to vote. And that's why, again, all this get out the vote garbage is just that. And it's not like it's an offensive thing. If you're an uninformed voter, you're not politically informed, politically indifferent, whatever, then just you don't have to vote. Just don't vote. Let the informed people vote. Let the people that know the policies, know the sciences, know the consequences. Let the informed voters make informed decisions so that we don't end up in a hellhole of a third world country. But that's why they do all these, oh, get out the vote. It's cool. You get a sticker. Ooh, get out the vote. You're doing your role. You're voting for a woman. You're voting for a black person. Ooh, get out the vote. It's fun. Get out the vote. Look, you're participating. Yay. It's not how this was supposed to go. That's not how this country was originally intended to be run. And you see what happens now that uninformed voters vote.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality. CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person. And I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man, just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you. And that's why they hate me.
It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Infowars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
So here is the economy by the numbers under the Biden-Harris administration. Gasoline up 51%. Electricity up 32%. Airfare up 23%. Groceries up 22%. Rent up 22%. Eggs up 47%. Car insurance up 54%. K through 12 food up 66%. Now, it all kind of depends on where you live, the bottom line of this. But I kind of crunched the numbers and used my own bills, if you will, to crunch out the numbers here. But I would say the average American in the Biden-Harris economy versus the Trump economy is it's about $4,500 to $5,000 more a year, just the basic cost of living. Probably $4,500 on the low end, $5,000 on the high end, maybe depending on where you live, maybe a little more, a little less. But just with grocery bills, energy bills, and price at the pump alone, you're probably paying. It's the administration in power now. It's about $5,000 a year more cost of living per year. Now Harris is claiming, if Donald Trump gets elected, that the cost of living for a family annually will go up $3,900 a year. She says, at this moment, they love this in this moment? You know, in this moment, what is that? What do you mean in this moment? What are you, Zen? In this moment, we're in the moment, of the moment, and by the moment, at the very moment. Kamala Harris, at this moment, are you tricking people? Does that mean, like, do people think you're smart because you say that or something? It's like a Jedi mind trick. At this moment, in the moment, when everyday prices are too high, Donald Trump will make them even higher. Folks, again, I can't even, it's hard to fathom just how brainwashed the average liberal Democrat is. Who could believe this crap? Kamala Harris is not running against an incumbent. She essentially is the incumbent. Kamala Harris is not running against the economic policies of Donald Trump. She's running against the economic policies of Biden-Harris. And she presents it as the opposite. So it was Bidenomics, Bidenomics, Bidenomics. It's working. Bidenomics is working. Bidenomics is great. Greatest economy ever, Jack. To, oh my gosh, the cost of living is too high. It's Trump's fault. No. The economic policies of the Biden-Harris administration cost the American family $5,000 a year more in just basic costs of living. Just bare essentials. So now, I'm not even talking about, you know, airfare or any of this other stuff or entertainment. I'm just talking about bare essentials. Groceries, energy bill, gas prices. About $5,000 a year. And she says, Trump's going to do this as they're doing it. How can they get away with this? How can this even be real? Home prices rise again in June to new record. Home prices just smashed another record high in June. That's the Biden-Harris administration, not Trump. Biden-Harris. Oh, but you can't afford a home? What about that illegal alien, though? What about that criminal border crosser? They will get money from the government to get a home. Huh, what? A California proposal could make undocumented immigrants eligible for up to $150,000 in state-supported home loans. That's nice, isn't it? So Americans can't afford a house, but the Democrats in California are going to make sure that illegal aliens can. Non-citizens. I mean, in California, they just give you anything for free. If you're a non-citizen, move to California, you get free health care. You're a non-citizen, move to California, you can send your kids to school. If you're a non-citizen, move to California, you get government to give you money for a house. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Americans can't afford homes. Democrats, what is your proposal? Well, we're going to earmark money for non-citizens to get homes. That's what we're going to do. Healthcare is too expensive for Americans, so we're going to make it free for non-citizens. The education system is overwhelmed and teachers are overwhelmed, so we're going to let non-citizens get into the classroom. And people vote for this policy and this logic? Yeah, they're called Democrats. Beyond insane, economists slam Biden-Harris proposal to tax unrealized investment returns. This is truly a tax on optimism and innovation. This is crazy. I'll explain what this really is. Here. The reality of Kamala Harris's plan to tax unrealized capital gains. If you make any money, they're going to tax you. Harris's tax on unrealized gains is only the tip of a $5 trillion iceberg. So here's how the Democrats look at this. Again, most of these people never work in the private sector. They always have a government job. They always work in the public sector. Both Walls and Harris are perfect examples. Never worked in the private sector a day in their life. I mean, maybe Harris when she was hitting the streets, but I think that was off the books. So Democrats are out here looking for a way to take your money. That's why they hired all these IRS agents. And they say, you know, people that work on tips, you know, they're getting cash payments. We got to get our cut. You know, people these days are getting paid on Venmo and Cash App and other money exchanging apps. We got to shake those Americans down. We can't be letting them get away with this. We got to get involved. It's a mafia. It's a criminal organization. They got to get their cut. You just paid your babysitter to babysit your kids. You gave them a $100 bill. Democrats are saying, excuse us. You owe us some money there, little Sally. We got to get our cut. That's our cut now. Give us our cut. Democrat mafia. So they know there's all this money sitting out there. People have savings accounts. People have things that appreciate in value, stocks. It's kind of like the property tax. What do you mean property tax? I have to pay to own something? I have to pay for something I've already paid taxes on? Whose idea was that? A stinking Democrat, a rotten, dirty bureaucrat. So they see, hey, this guy, he's got some property over here. You owe the government some money. What? Hey, you've got some unrealized gains here. You've got some stocks. You've got some savings accounts. You gotta pay up. You need to give us some of that money. This is how the Democrats think. This is how these bureaucrats think. Oh, how can we get more money from the American people? How can we shake the American people down more? How can we make them more broke and more poor? How can we take more of their hard-earned money? That's what the unrealized capital gains tax is. They appreciated the value in their cryptocurrency. We got to get our money. We got to get our cut. And then they come out and they say, we're fighting for a better economy. Why don't you just leave us the hell alone then? Why don't you stop taxing us up the ass so we can keep our own money, you bastards?
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Psychotics just will not stop. And in this case, it's Jack Smith, the psychotic prosecutor. This guy is probably one of the most corrupt prosecutors in the history of the United States of America. I would wonder what drives him, what motivates him to be so openly corrupt. Is it blackmail or truly his own political desires? And he has just filed another indictment against Donald Trump. So he failed in the original indictment. He basically got tossed out of the Florida court and then got smacked down by the Supreme Court. And so now he's just filing new charges and claiming, oh no, these charges are not under the protections ruled by the Supreme Court, which is just utter BS. Trump indicted again in federal election interference case following the Supreme Court immunity ruling. The 36-page indictment secured Tuesday by the special counsel. It's not special counsel. It's a Democrat operative. It's a Democrat persecutor. Jack Smith is an attempt to recalibrate the case after the Supreme Court's immunity decision. So they got booted from the court. They failed in the Supreme Court. So he's just saying, okay, well, we'll just file again. A federal grand jury in Washington, D.C. Oh, what do you know? Washington, D.C. The District of Criminals has re-indicted Donald Trump on four felony charges related to his effort to subvert the 2020 presidential election. And so I guess they're arguing it's not double jeopardy because they're claiming that they've changed the wording, or they've removed the executive actions. See, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, I can sit here and analyze it. It's bullshit. Jack Smith is a corrupt dog. This is a sick, psychotic dog of a Democrat prosecutor. And these people know Trump is about to win the 2024 election. He's about to beat their steel job. And if he gets back into power, traitors are in trouble. They know it. They know it. I can't even stand to look at this guy. That is the face of a lying scumbag. That is the face of everything that is wrong with lawyers in this country. That is the face of a Democrat hack persecutor. That is the face of a legal hitman. Oh my God. The next 70 days, it's just going to be every day something like this. It's just going to be every day some bullcrap from some corrupt son of a bitch like Jack Smith. This absolute fraud. This absolute crook. I can hardly even stand to read this garbage. It's an attempt by corrupt prosecutors to recalibrate the corrupt case against Trump in light of the Supreme Court's ruling last month that concluded presidents sweeping immunity from prosecution for their official conduct. So they're just saying, oh, no, it's not official conduct. It's the same charges, same conduct, and they're just saying, oh, no, it's not. Totally illegal. But it doesn't even matter. I mean, why? I mean, they just want to gum up the works with legal action. The new indictment removes some specific allegations against Trump, but contains the same four criminal charges, including conspiracy to defraud the United States. They defrauded the United States. Jack Smith is defrauding the United States. It's a signal that Smith believes the high court's immunity decision doesn't pose a major impediment to convicting the former president. Now, they have to do this in D.C. They can't do this in Florida, obviously. They probably couldn't even do this anywhere else in the country except D.C. I mean, maybe New York. The superseding indictment, which was presented to a new grand jury in D.C. that had not previously heard evidence in this case, reflects the government's efforts to respect and implement the Supreme Court's holdings and remand instructions, Smith's teams wrote in an accompanying court filing. Oh, but, you know, what about what happened in Georgia, where they lied about a water main break, and then they stayed behind and started triple counting ballots? They got charged. That actually happened. Oh, what about in Georgia, where they found more illegal votes than the margin of victory? That actually happened, and Trump wanted to look into that, and that's a crime? What about in Nevada, where they had nearly 100,000 illegal votes, more than the margin of victory? Is that a crime that the president wants to look into that? Well, according to Jack Smith, yes. According to Jack Smith, the crime is not stealing an election. The crime is not letting the Democrats get away with it. This punk. See, oh, this is what's so crazy about this. You have to understand how dangerous these people are. If they get another 4 years, they'll come into this studio right now and shut this show down and arrest me and send me to prison for what I've just said. Guarantee it. If the Democrats get another 4 years, and if Kamala Harris becomes the president of the United States, they will consider it a crime, what I just said about this prosecutor, and they will send feds, and they will march into this studio, and they will shut this broadcast down, and they will put me in handcuffs, and they will disappear me. That's where we are at in this country, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we are at. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about how serious this is. They will make up charges. They will double make up charges. They will arrest you for free speech. These are the most corrupt times in the history of this country. And if this is not stopped, folks, dangerous, dangerous, dangerous stuff. In an apparent bid to downplay any connection between Trump's conduct and his official duties, the new charging document repeatedly emphasizes the political and personal nature of many of the actions Trump took during the post-election period on January 6, 2021. So they're saying, even though he was president, It wasn't a presidential official act. I mean, it's just complete garbage. Just total garbage. The new document also eliminates a long list of top government officials who had informed Trump that his claims about election fraud and anomalies were false, even though they turned out to be true, including top intelligence, Justice Department, Homeland Security officials, and White House lawyers. So, oh, the corrupt Justice Department. Oh, the corrupt intelligence agency. Oh, the corrupt Homeland Security. Which, by the way, you know, the Homeland Security released a new document today. Information Technology Strategic Plan, U.S. Department of Homeland Security for the year 2024 to 2028. And you know what it's all about? Diversity hiring. There's your Homeland Security. Oh, they didn't want Trump to question the election. They didn't want Trump to look into a voter fraud and election fraud. The Homeland Security. Oh, but Homeland Security and the Justice Department and the intelligence agencies, they're so trustworthy. Right, Democrats? Right? Right, liberals? Don't we love our intelligence agencies? Don't we love our Department of Justice? Don't we, liberals? They're so loving and great. They don't start wars. They don't lie to us about wars. No. They never did they, liberals? They love us so much. And then it gets into how Trump was trying to use the proper protocols to run checks on the 2020 election results, and they just said no. And if you ask us to do this, we will quit. Oh, not allowed to question an election. How voter turnout was up 50% in the five swing states that Biden won to win the election. That votes came in, hundreds of thousands, at 3:30 in the morning, the perfect amount for Joe Biden to win. And then they called the election. They lied about a water main break. People left the tabulation centers. They triple counted ballots, pulled out magic ballots from under the tables, and then Trump lost Georgia. Box trucks full of ballots pull up in Detroit, just enough for Joe Biden to win, and then they give him Michigan. And don't question it, or Jack Smith is going to sue you.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio. radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
I mean, we know how corrupt our government is. We know how corrupt Democrats are. And we know that they'll stop at nothing to get Donald Trump. They want him dead. They stood down Secret Service, if not outright worked with a shooter to kill Donald Trump. And so I'm just sitting here reviewing this new indictment, and it's just like, I can't even, it's like, I can't even, I'm so sick. I'm so disgusted. I'm so angry over this absolute garbage and corruption. It's like, I can't even do a show. Laura Loomer joining us now. And so, Laura, I'm sure you've seen this news. And it's like, I'm just living in like wacko jacko land. He's like, Trump claims they stole Arizona. They did. Trump claims they stole Michigan. They did. Trump claims they stole Pennsylvania. They did. Trump claims they stole Michigan. Wisconsin. They did. Trump claims they stole Georgia. They did. And it's just like, what is the deal here? And then they arrest me and send me to prison for questioning an election. Laura Loomer joining me now. I mean, Laura, what is your first response to the latest from Jack Smith? We'll show you that they stole it. Go ahead.
Well, thanks for having me, Owen. And as you said, it's just another form of election interference. What we're watching right now is a last-ditch effort by Jack Smith, who had the charges that he previously had filed against President Trump in the previous indictment overruled by Judge Eileen Cannon, thrown out. And so this is his last-ditch effort to try to stick it to Donald Trump before the 2024 presidential election, and it's an abuse of power. What they're trying to do is they're trying to go around the Supreme Court's July 1st ruling on presidential immunity, and it just shows you that weaponization of government is alive and well. And what we saw last week was, oh, okay, all the Democrats talking about hope and joy, unity this, unity that. And then right after their convention, they're trying to indict Donald Trump. So how are we going to have unity, and how are we supposed to have joy? How are we supposed to have hope in this country when the Democrats and their Department of Justice, or Department of Injustice, as I like to call it, continue to weaponize themselves in an effort to tear the entire country apart? It's just another example of premier gaslighting, and that's really what we need to start calling it, and we need to start calling it out, because you cannot allow for a party to have an entire week giving speeches, hiding their candidate like they've done with Kamala Harris. She doesn't even speak to the media, won't even give an interview. They're relying on lawfare and fake news to carry them to an election victory this November.
What is this guy's problem, Laura? I mean, seriously, I don't think there's ever been a more corrupt prosecutor, and that's saying something, than Jack Smith. I mean, this guy is so obviously corrupt, it's unbelievable. This is so obviously politically motivated. What is this guy's problem? Is he blackmailed? Like this? I mean, seriously, what is this asshole's problem?
They're just leftist, communist, political operatives. They want to destroy our country. They want to completely turn America into a communist country. And so they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop until they get what they want. You just said in the previous segment, as I was listening in before tuning in, they tried to kill Donald Trump. And whether or not it's going to come to light that our own intelligence agencies knew of this shooter, or perhaps they groomed this shooter who almost put a bullet inside Donald Trump's head, you saw that Donald Trump was able to really break free from all of this lawfare and persecution by the DOJ, and his legal cases were not going the way that the Department of Justice and all of these corrupt lawfare agents were hoping they would go. Then you saw President Trump get an extreme boost in momentum, and a lot of people had a lot of sympathy for him following the attempted assassination. And now, of course, as I said previously, Owen, this is just a last-ditch effort, because nothing that they've thrown at this man is sticking. All of the indictments, right, the four indictments, now a fifth indictment, an attempted assassination, accusing him of being a sexual predator, trying to destroy him and his credibility during a contentious Republican primary. Nothing is sticking, and they're desperate, which is why I'm personally, I'm very worried for President Trump's safety and his life because, as we saw
absolutely.
With the Secret Service whistleblower,
they came out
a couple weeks ago. And
Laura,
said
I'm up against the break here. We got plenty of time to discuss all this. I'm worried for the country, folks. These people are psychotic.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Now, I gotta say, I'm just so steamed over this. I just get so mad because here's what I realize: it's not just about this indictment and Donald Trump. Folks, these leftists, I'm telling you, if Kamala Harris gets four more years, this show that I've done today will land me in prison. They will come into this studio. They will bring feds. They will shut this down. They will take me out in handcuffs and disappear me. That's where this country is going. When you have psychotics like Jack Smith that do not care. And so I'm just like, Laura, I don't even know what to say right now. It's just, I mean, I'm not surprised. Of course, we know what we're dealing with here. But it just reminds me, unfortunately, that they will stop at nothing to keep Trump out of office. And it's just like a real ugly reminder that in the next 70 days, I mean, what are these bastards going to pull? I mean, this is just basically them admitting we will stop at nothing to keep Donald Trump out of office, and if you even dare question an election, we'll charge you with multiple felonies. This is unbelievable. This is so un-American. The response to this from America, lawyers, the Republican Party should be loud and clear. Jack Smith, you are corrupt. Maybe you should have a grand jury indictment.
As I just said, this is just Jack Smith proving once again that he's willing to stop at nothing in his effort and the Democrat Party's long-term goal of jailing Donald Trump, which is eventually going to turn into jailing his supporters. Because as President Trump always says, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you. I just happen to be standing in the way. And that statement, Owen, is 100% true. And you're right, I worry about it too. I know that if President Trump doesn't get into office again, people like you and I are going to be the first to go. They're going to round us up, they're going to jail us, they're going to accuse us of spreading misinformation because everything that they disagree with is quote-unquote misinformation. Information. We just found out now. I mean, I've known about this. You've known about this. I filed my RICO case years ago against the big tech social media giants for stealing the election and rigging it and suppressing information. And now what do we have? Mark Zuckerberg coming out and admitting what we know to be true. So there's a lot of people in this country that are now skirting accountability, people who are actually guilty of committing criminal election interference. And instead of holding those people accountable, you see the DOJ is choosing to weaponize itself to try to gaslight the entire country and really the entire world into thinking that it's Donald Trump and his supporters who are interfering in the election, even though President Trump has been right about everything thus far.
Well, and that's what's so ridiculous about this. I mean, I was up here all night covering that election. I did a whole tour covering the aftermath. I've been an election hawk for 4 years following this stuff. And it's like, oh, Arizona, you mean in the red districts where the printers stopped working and they ran out of ink and then they had the wrong paper? Only in the red districts? Only in the red districts in 2020? And then Biden wins Arizona? Oh, you mean in Michigan where Trump is winning literally all day long? I mean, you got the numbers right here. Put them on the board. Did a whole tour about this, like 20-city tour. Oh, you mean in Michigan where Trump is winning all day and then a box truck of ballots arrives in Detroit at 3:30 in the morning with the exact amount of votes that Biden needs to win? Oh, incredible. Wow. Oh, Pennsylvania, same thing happens in Philadelphia, and they block out the windows to the tabulation centers so nobody can see what they're doing? Oh, that's not suspicious. Same thing happens in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I mean, should we talk about Georgia with a tiny margin of victory for Biden? 10,000 votes. They found 15,000 illegal votes beyond the margin of victory. Then they find out in downtown Atlanta, they're triple counting ballots. They send people home for a fake water main break. They pull out boxes of ballots and start counting them. And Jack Smith says, Donald Trump is a felon for questioning the election. I mean, I'm sorry to rehash all these things, Laura, but it's ridiculous. The American people need to know what happened in 2020, and they're going to sit here and point the finger at Trump for questioning it. Every damn American here should be questioning it. Make Jack Smith prosecute every single American for this.
Well, and you have a lot of people now, especially people in big tech and a lot of these Democrats who funded the theft of our election. They have buyer's remorse. And I think that now they're starting to realize, wow, the Republicans were right. We did have a dementia patient in the White House. Wow, the Republicans were right. We did have an Alzheimer's patient running for office. So Biden didn't really get 81 million votes, did he? And you're seeing a lot of these people in Silicon Valley and big tech now, with their buyer's remorse, come forward and either issue endorsements of President Trump or issue statements critical of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, because I think everybody right now is just trying to save their ass because they realize, wow, we really are turning into a communist country. And regardless of what these big tech, you know, Silicon Valley election riggers think, whatever their politics may be, I'd like to think that these people are capitalists at the end of the day. And I think that with the outspokenness that you're seeing over these last few days and also over the last few weeks where some of these people are now speaking out and making more conservative or pro-Trump comments, it's to save themselves because they see the writing on the wall. If Trump gets in, they're going to be held accountable because now all this information's coming out about who financed and who participated in the theft of the election. It's being corroborated by the big tech executives themselves. And additionally, they're seeing that Kamala Harris and her economic policy, if you even want to call it that, the very few economic policy talking points that she has put forth thus far, it's communist. These are communist policies. And so I think that even your most liberal or progressive people in Silicon Valley and big tech who have made millions or billions of dollars realize that Kamala Harris is not going to be good for their business structure, no matter how much they hate Donald Trump and his personality.
Well, I think you're right. They've seen the writing on the wall. Trump is set to have a victory. I don't believe it'll be a landslide because we're still going up against massive theft. I actually think it's going to be a hairline of a victory. I think Trump will literally get 270 electoral votes. That's how tight I think this is going to be. I've laid out my path for victory for Trump. But the problem is, and I think, you know, this is kind of what you're referencing. I've got stacks of news. People say, oh, nothing has been done since 2020 to stop the steal. That's just wrong. That's just completely inaccurate. They've cleared voter rolls in Nevada. They've cleared voter rolls in Virginia. Those are two major states. If Trump wins, that's his path to victory. There are lawsuits ongoing in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. I mean, so I got stacks of the stuff. So they know, yeah, they're not going to be able to rig this deal like they did in 2020. They're certainly going to try.
There was just another report out today, I believe, out of Texas. I saw a report earlier before coming on your show. It said a million names had been taken off the voter rolls. And you have Attorney General Ken Paxton as well, who just announced that his undercover investigators have discovered hundreds of illegal aliens who have already cast ballots in the state of Texas. And so there are undercover investigations taking place, and hopefully other states' attorney generals will also be proactive, like Ken Paxton, and investigate whether or not illegal aliens are voting. Because you just saw today in the news in California, they want to start giving you the opportunity to have loans, take out loan applications to buy homes if you are an illegal alien. In many states, when you go and you register to vote, if you show up and you don't have your ID, and we don't have voter ID instituted in all 50 states, they will sometimes say, okay, do you have a loan application? Do you have a deed? Do you have your car insurance? Do you have your lease agreement? Do you have a utility bill, a water bill, an electric bill? And if you show that and it corresponds with the address that you say you're living at, they will let you vote. And so now you're going to have all these illegal aliens that are basically going to have homeowner documents, and they're going to obviously need to get utilities at these residences where they're going to be living. And they're going to be able to take those documents into the voting booth, and they're going to be able to cast a ballot in states where they don't force you to show voter ID. But sometimes they just make you show, you know, proof that you live in the area by showing a utility bill. Well, nobody's talking about this.
Yeah, this is why they want to get rid of the Electoral College, but Democrats rig local elections too. That's why they gerrymander to steal House seats as well, to try to control the Congress. So they'll probably use this to steal some House seats in California in red districts. They'll build development projects in California, fill them with illegal immigrants, and get them voting in red areas.
Well, also, too, they're trying to grant mass amnesty, and that's what Kamala Harris wants to do, we've seen, and they believe that illegal aliens have the right to vote. You've already seen legislation and efforts in places like California and New York to give illegal aliens voting rights. And what's going to happen is, if you have the entire population of illegal aliens in this country, we're talking about an additional 13 to 20 congressional districts, Owen. So just off of the population of the illegal aliens that we have living in our country today, not including how many millions more will come in if Kamala Harris is able to get four more years in the White House. Look at what that makeup would mean for the United States Congress if there are 13 to 20 additional congressional districts made to give representation to the illegal alien population. Forget about a Republican-controlled Senate or House of Representatives ever again. We're going to have complete Democrat control in the White House, in the House, in the Senate, if they do get their wish and they do get four more years of Kamala Harris, because they're going to give voting rights and blanket citizenship to every single illegal alien. And then that's going to open the door for chain migration for all of their family members and their children as well. And you will never see a Republican in the White House ever again if that happens. Mark my word.
Well, and why... That's so accurate, too. And to add to that, this is why the Democrats are sending most of the illegals to California, Illinois, and Chicago, because these states are bleeding population. Americans are leaving these Democrat-run states in droves. They're moving to Florida. They're moving to Texas specifically. And this was a major factor in this will be a major factor in this election, I'm guessing. Florida and Texas pick up four Electoral College votes that they took from New York and from California. And those four votes will make a difference. And so now they want to load these states back up with population. They take the citizenship question off the census so they can get those Electoral College votes back. I mean, Laura, when will America realize the Democrat Party is the biggest criminal organization in the history of this country? It's like, when can we rid ourselves of this festering mafia that is one election away from ending this country as we know it?
I don't think it's going to happen unless Donald Trump wins. Honestly, I don't want to sound like a black pillar, but I think it's important for people to have realistic expectations. And, you know, people can say things like, oh, well, you know, I just put my faith in God and God's going to handle it. And, oh, you know, the Lord's on our side. I'm not mocking people of faith. I'm not mocking people who are religious, who have a strong sense of, you know, hope through God and through their own personal faith. But it's time for people to have more of a physical, like, realistic plan here on earth, like something that you can actually see, something that you can actually visualize, instead of just hoping that your faith is going to carry you through. And maybe that will offend some people, but I just hope people understand how bad things are going to get in this country. And, you know, a lot of people said the same thing in 2020. Oh, God's going to take care of this. God's going to get us through this. God's not going to allow for, you know, Joe Biden to get into the White House. And I see so many people just saying that they're relying on their own faith or their belief in God to get them through this moment, when in reality, people need to start preparing for what's going to happen if Kamala Harris and the Democrats are successful in stealing another election. We are going to become a communist country, and I wouldn't be surprised if they try to lock our country down to prevent people from fleeing. And they're going to start weaponizing the government on scales we've never seen before, and they're going to start imprisoning the closest allies to President Trump, his biggest supporters. You're going to see people targeted by the IRS for making contributions to President Trump, which is what we saw during the Obama eras as well, against conservatives, and we're going to be political prisoners. The people's wealth is going to be redistributed. Kamala Harris has talked about how she wants to have price controls. No, this is not a conspiracy theory. She is saying this in her own words, and so people need to start having a plan B. Like, what is your plan B going to be if Donald Trump doesn't win? Because if Donald Trump doesn't win, you're not going to have a future for yourself or your kids or your grandkids, no matter how hard you pray.
Yeah, and look at what they're doing in Europe. It'll be worse here, I believe, because the Democrat Party is much more hostile towards Americans that oppose them than I think the European government is towards Europeans that believe in a national identity. But it's like everything you said. I don't know. I hope Americans understand the threat that we face with four more years of the Democrat Party. But I'm serious, Laura. I'm dead serious, because I've been through it. You've been through it. I mean, this is a warning sign. This is a warning to Americans. This show will not exist under a Harris administration. I genuinely believe that. This show will be shut down and I will be arrested. It's like, I don't even want to say that, because it's just like... They don't even care. I mean, they will literally do it.
Well, they already did it. They already did it to you. So it's just going to be on steroids. And look, I've been arrested too. I've had my own issues with lawfare as well, from judges involved in persecuting Donald Trump. I've dealt with it as well, Owen. And so I can't dispute anything that you're saying, because it's true. And I just hope that people will listen to people like you and me and Alex Jones and Roger Stone and other people who know what it's like to have the government weaponized against you to the point where you're not able to make a living, to the point where you're debanked and deplatformed, and, you know, you're put on government watch lists, you're illegally red flagged, because that is going to be the future of all Americans, especially conservative Americans, if Donald Trump doesn't get back in the White House. And people will say, oh, you're just catastrophizing, and oh, you're just blowing things out of proportion. No, look at what's happening in Europe right now, where people are literally being jailed for calling illegal alien rapists pigs. You have people that are being jailed for 5 years in the UK for calling immigrant rapists pigs, because they say that it's offensive and it's a hate crime to call an illegal alien rapist a pig. That's coming to America. Okay, you saw this last weekend that the founder of Telegram, Pavel Durov, was arrested, and they're trying to get him on 12 different criminal charges in France. That's what they're going to do to everybody here in the United States who's involved in cryptocurrency or any type of project to decentralize technology, okay? Anybody who's in the freedom movement, whether it's cryptocurrency, the CEO of Rumble, like Chris Pavlovsky, right? These people are going to be targeted by the regime. They're going to be accused of allowing criminals and, hateful people, terrorists, because we're the new terrorists. It's not the Islamic terrorists who Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are platforming and giving positions to on their advisory board and their transition team, as I've reported. No, we will be the terrorists, while actual jihadists who have called for the killing of Jews and Christians, actual jihadists who have recruited ISIS terrorists to go flee overseas to Iraq and Syria to get trained to come back here and kill Americans. No, I'm not making this up. You can review my reports and see for yourself all of Tim Walz's ties to the jihadi pro-ISIS Islamic centers in Minnesota, where he's governor. I mean, what do you think he's going to do? You think these people that are given preferential treatment and access in Minnesota under Governor Tim Walz are not going to have a seat at the table under Vice President Walz? We're going to have actual Islamic terrorists in positions of power in our country, actual criminal illegal aliens given positions of power in our government while we become the slaves of society if Donald Trump does not get back into the White House.
Well, look, anybody who listens to this show, or I even did an interview before this on Clay Clark's show, I am not a pessimist. In fact, I was just talking earlier with Clay Clark how I see the dawn. I see the light on the horizon. And we're about to go into, you know, an epic time in the next 70 days or 140 days till the inauguration. But I see the dawn. And so, but you know, what I'm doing here, this is political play-by-play and commentary. This act from Jack Smith today is an act of blatant aggression. It's an act of, hey, we're going to stop at nothing to keep you from electing Donald Trump. It's pure propaganda against the American people. It's weaponization of prosecutors against Donald Trump and the American people. So, I mean, that's all this is. This is us responding to a blatant act of aggression. And I would say that if anybody needs to have a grand jury indictment against them, it's Jack Smith, not Donald Trump.
And the timing of this can't be lost on people either, okay? There's no coincidence, Owen. There's no coincidence whatsoever that this indictment came out today, which is one day after the documents were released and the statement was given to the House Judiciary Committee and Oversight Committee by Mark Zuckerberg, admitting that he did in fact collude with the Biden White House to censor Americans and to interfere in our elections. So it can't be lost on people. The fact that they're trying to use this other indictment of President Trump, this additional indictment, to distract from what they don't want us focusing on. And that's the fact that the big tech social media companies have now admitted to the big lie, essentially. The big lie. Remember they said this was a big lie? Donald Trump was just promoting a big lie saying the election was stolen. No. We now have confirmation that it wasn't a conspiracy theory at all. How many people died? How many people had their vote suppressed? How many people would have otherwise voted for Donald Trump who didn't vote for Donald Trump because information relevant to our election was suppressed? How many people died because they were told that if you were anti-vaccine, right, you were a conspiracy theorist and you have to take this vaccine? How many? That's what they don't want people focusing on, because now you even have mainstream voices in the Democrat Party like RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard speaking out about this as well. And so they have to immediately distract from that legitimate, real form of election interference, and they have to project what they are guilty of doing on to Donald Trump, because that's what they do. The Democrats, Owen, are classic projectors. That's all they do. Anytime they want to skirt accountability, they just accuse Donald Trump of what they themselves are guilty of. Look at every single scandal that Donald Trump has found himself in. It's all manufactured. And years later, sometimes months later, we find out, oh, wow, that's the same exact thing that they themselves have been doing. I just broke a story this weekend, right? Look at the trial with Donald Trump, the hush money case, right? He's going to have his sentencing on September 18th. Well, did people know that Kamala Harris's husband's ex-wife, Kirsten Emhoff, has received payments from the Biden-Harris campaign for her production company? What is that? Is that a form of hush money? Why is Kamala Harris and Joe Biden paying her current husband's ex-wife? Is this really because they want her to do production services? Or is it a way to make her be quiet about Doug Emhoff's sexual perversions and his many affairs, including the fact that he locked the nanny up? What'd you say?
I coughed there. I forgot to hit my cough button. I want to get into that on the other side of this break. We're up against a break here, because that's actually what I originally was going to bring you on for. And I know there's some other news you want to cover as well. But see, like you just said, why is Tulsi Gabbard, why is Elon Musk, why is RFK Jr. getting on the Trump campaign and endorsing Trump? Because we've realized this is no longer a left versus right thing. This isn't a Republican versus Democrat thing. It's really not even a conservative versus liberal thing. This is a Team America versus a criminal organization that wants to destroy this country. This is Team Patriot, Team Freedom versus Team Tyrannical Dictatorship that wants to sell us out to a corporate global government. And that's the battle we're up against. All right, Laura Loomer, we'll be right back.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Now, there's other stories that I got Laura Loomer on to discuss today. And then that loving, totally fair, not corrupt Democrat hack prosecutor Jack Smith decided to indict Trump again. Obviously responding to that here. But this was the story I originally had Laura on about. She got into it briefly in the last segment. Are they paying hush money to Doug Emhoff's ex-wife? And so just kind of lay this out again. But you know, you posted this the other day, and I responded, and I was like, look, because you've been at this long enough, I've been at this long enough, you look at the Democrat Party, you move a stone, and what do you find? Money laundering. You move a stone, and what do you find? Human trafficking. You move a stone, and what do you find? Corrupt prosecutors. You move a stone, and what do you find? I mean, it's just unbelievable. And so this is the latest. Get into the story that you broke about Emhoff's ex-wife getting paid by the Democrats.
Yeah, so thanks, Owen. I posted this yesterday, and when I was watching the DNC, what I found to be really bizarre was how, oh, wow, Doug Emhoff's ex-wife, Kirsten Emhoff, was there while Kamala Harris was attending the DNC, and her kids were there, not Kamala's kids, because Kamala Harris doesn't have any biological children of her own. And I thought, why is it that they're trying so hard to like force this idea of a blended family? Like, oh, wow, look, Doug Emhoff's ex-wife is here cheering on Kamala Harris. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, no woman wants to see her children play pretend mom or pretend stepmom with her biological children. You know, you don't want to see your kids on stage and another person, whether it's a man or a woman, pretending like your children are their children, especially in a national event like the Democrat National Convention. So I started looking around, and then what I noticed was, oh, wow, Kirsten Emhoff's her company, she has several companies. One of them is called Ventureland, and the other one is called Pretty Bird. Shares an office space with NPR, the NPR West Coast headquarters.
Oh, the old
office.
David Corn office space share deal.
Yeah. So if you look at the post, and you can see I posted the screenshot, they share an office complex, and it kind of explains really why NPR has such glowing coverage of Tim Walz and Doug Emhoff and Kamala Harris. And it just makes you wonder if there's coordination going on. I'm not accusing them of anything, but you'd think that NPR would say, hey, for the sake of transparency, everybody should know that we share a West Coast office complex with the ex-wife of Doug Emhoff, the husband of Kamala Harris, who is actively producing videos for the DNC and Kamala Harris's campaign. And you probably saw, if you were watching the DNC, there were a bunch of animations, right? There were a lot of videos. There was a lot of video production, of course. And you had a lot of rap artists that were doing these very, you know, kind of elaborate sets. And Kirsten Emhoff on her Twitter actually took credit for several of those videos, including the one during the roll call where you saw rappers come out from various states when they were counting how many votes each state was going to give to Kamala Harris. And she said, oh, wow, this is one of the best Pretty Bird productions ever. And then you could also see the video that they did, My Dad, Doug, that was produced by her company and her son, Cole. She took credit for it and said, oh, wow, our company produced this for the DNC. So when you look at the FEC records, you see that Kirsten Emhoff's company actually received over $14,000 in payments from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in 2020. And on the next reports, I suspect we may also see additional payments to Kirsten Emhoff and her company. And it really makes you wonder, are they really this happy blended family? And oh, wow, does the ex-wife really get along with the current wife who's pretending like her kids are her own? I doubt it. Or is it more of a, hey, we're going to give your production company national recognition, and okay, well, we'll throw you some money here and there too. And who knows whether or not it's even all being documented on the FEC, or whether or not some of this I'm not saying that she is receiving money, but she has received money in the past. Maybe this is just a way to make her be quiet about the fact that Doug Emhoff really wasn't a great husband, and he cheated on her multiple times, and he even knocked up their daughter's elementary school teacher and forced her to flee the state, and what many believe forced her to have an abortion. So that's a story I broke several weeks ago, and that's just really not the kind of person that you maintain a friendship with. Like, okay, cool. If you want to be friends with your ex, I guess, maybe you want to co-parent, but it's a little weird when that parent is showing up to functions for the new wife, right? Or the new husband, pretending like, oh wow, like we're besties. Like what? Does he watch while they eat each other out in the corner? Like, does he watch when they make out with each other? Like, is Doug Emhoff a cuck? Not to be too graphic or, you know, over sexual here. But it just makes you wonder, like, what's the extent of this relationship? Like, are they in a throuple? Because any divorced person will tell you that's just not normal. Like, you're not doing work for your ex-lover's new lover. It's just very bizarre. And I think that we're going to find out over time that this is more of a financial arrangement to keep Kirsten Emhoff happy and quiet and to stop her from talking, because, you know, in the Daily Mail piece, when I broke my story about Nasia Naylor, the teacher who Doug Emhoff had an affair with and knocked up, they called Kirsten Emhoff, who they said was gasping on the other end, and then hung up the phone. Is she getting contracts from the DNC and Kamala Harris's campaign as a way to be quiet and not talk to the media about what a scumbag her ex-husband, who they want to be the first gentleman of the United States of America, really is?
I think he would really love to be the first gentleman. I think him and Tim Walz would have some good private time, even in the White House, is the vibe that I get from those two, the way they lovingly embrace.
Yeah, it's just very bizarre. And look, I know people say, oh, well, that's just so toxic. You should want divorced people with kids to get along. No, you can ask anybody, okay? Do you think you're going to feel happy? I mean, there's a lot of people watching right now who are probably divorced, okay? I'm not married.
Well, look, I don't even think this isn't about the dynamics of the relationship. It's the fact that they're paying her money. I mean, that's the story here, that she's getting payments.
She's getting payments, and they're trying to pretend like they are one big, happy, blended family, because they're trying to say, oh, who do you think can relate to the country more, Donald Trump or the Emhoff family? Well, that's not really relatable, is it? That's not really relatable. I don't know. I don't really know of many divorced couples whose, you know, parents' new lovers are also providing employment and giving money to the new lover. That's not relatable. And so these people love to project, right? They love to project. They try to say that Donald Trump is not relatable. They try to say that he is paying women hush money. But could this also be considered a form of hush money? If you're getting payments as the ex-wife of the man who is currently married to the Democrats' candidate for president, why can't they find any other production company? They have to use the production company of Doug Emhoff's ex-wife? You've got to be kidding me. There's no other production company out there that they could be utilizing. What is the business relationship between the Biden-Harris campaign, the Harris-Walz campaign, and Kirsten Emhoff, the ex-wife of Doug Emhoff? And also, what is the business relationship between NPR's West Coast office and Kirsten Emhoff and her companies Venture Land and Pretty Bird? I think it's fair. I think it's a fair question to ask, and it needs to be examined more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so we go to the Emhoff, the Harris to Emhoff payments, or I don't know if his ex-wife kept his last name. So we go to the Harris campaign, the Democrat money to Emhoff's ex-wife money to the Merchant family and the daughter of the judge in New York getting the money hand over fist from the Democrats. You've got more news on that as Trump is being indicted again by corrupt prosecutor Jack Smith. We take a break right now. Why aren't the Merchants cooperating with an investigation right now?
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics,
Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Forget that Judge Merchan's daughter was also getting paid by the Democrats. You know, the judge that is maybe going to sentence Donald Trump to prison? Getting paid? His daughter? Yeah. Oh, that's not a conflict of interest at all. And so, okay, you just got into how the Democrats are paying the ex-wife of Doug Emhoff. Now let's talk about the situation with Judge Merchan's daughter, Laura.
Well, if people have been following my reporting over these last few months, then you know that I've exposed the fact that Judge Mershon's daughter is the president of a company called Authentic Campaigns, and her business partner is a guy by the name of Mike Nellis, who was once an advisor to Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. Also, Lauren Mershon herself served as the director of digital persuasion, Owen, for the Kamala Harris for President campaign in 2020. And she has since received millions of dollars in payments directly sent to her personal residence, by the way, in Richmond, Virginia, from pro-indictment Democrats who have been fundraising off of Donald Trump's trial, which her father, Judge Juan Mershon, who is sentencing President Trump in New York City on September 18th, has been overseeing. And so the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, they sent a letter to Mike Nellis and Lauren Mershon telling them that they had to send in their records and their communications amongst themselves and their clients and Judge Mershon, and they have refused to do so twice. And so you have these morons in the House GOP who are just screwing around on their vacation. They've been on vacation for the last month, and they're going to continue their vacation till September 9th. And then when they come back, Owen, nobody's going to have been subpoenaed. And then Donald Trump is set to be sentenced on September 18th. So the Republicans once again are dropping the ball. And what people need to understand is that when these Republicans return from their long vacation, it seems like these people are always on vacation. I don't know when they work. I really honestly just have no idea when these people work. Owen, I've done the math. It's 13 days. 13 working days that these Republicans in Congress are going to have from the time they get back into the work, their work mode on September 9th until November 5th, Election Day. So ask yourself, how are they going to subpoena Lauren and Mike Mershon? How are they going to impeach Joe Biden? How are they going to carry out all of these investigations that they promised that they were going to do? How are they going to subpoena Joe Biden's aides? Remember, we were told they were going to get to the bottom of the cover-up of Joe Biden being a dementia patient. It's a lie, Owen. They have dropped the ball. They haven't done anything, and we're watching.
Yeah. They're doing the same thing with the assassination attempt.
Before our eyes. Yes, they're doing the same exact thing with the assassination attempt, but Joe Biden is about to leave office completely unscathed. Okay, I'll probably pardon his son on the way out. And Lauren Mershon and Mike Nellis, they're online trying to be famous. Mike Nellis is tweeting away on Twitter saying, oh, I'm not going to comply, because he knows that there's no accountability in this country. There's no accountability in this country. So you have Mike Nellis going around saying, oh, well, I'm not going to listen to the House Judiciary Committee, and I don't have to send in any records. I don't have to send in any reports. Meanwhile, my sources told me that Lauren Mershon and Mike Nellis have lawyered up with Mark Elias, who has now also been brought on to be general counsel for Kamala Harris's campaign. And so you see that all these lawyers are the lawyers and the clients, they're all getting the same legal counsel so that all of their communications with each other can be considered attorney-client privilege. You see what they're trying to do here?
Well, again, it's so obvious at this point. Nicole Shanahan, who was RFK Jr.'s vice president running mate here, just posted this statement moments ago. She said, I'll admit it. I used to kind of roll my eyes when people claimed that President Trump was being persecuted. I was looking at it through the distorted filter of the media. Well, I just completed my first cross-examination in our second New York ballot access case, where the DNC-aligned PAC attorneys questioned me like I'm a criminal. Okay, I get it now. Our justice system is clearly being co-opted and abused by nefarious people with malevolent political agendas. Now, unfortunately, as you just said, the realization from the general public, the realization from a percentage of people that are getting involved politically, is high. The awareness is high. The action from the people that have been put into positions of power to do something about this is low to nothing. I just don't get it, Laura. It's so easy to, you don't even have to do anything too aggressive here. You subpoena these people, and when they don't show up, you hold them in contempt of Congress. It's exactly what the Democrats do to us.
Right. Well, this is the thing, Owen. You see, the Republicans don't want Donald Trump to win. The House Republicans clearly want to get rid of MAGA. They clearly don't like the fact that MAGA has such a hold over the Republican Party, because prior to MAGA having their control over the Republican Party, these Republicans were able to get away with doing nothing. And it's MAGA that holds them accountable. And so that's why they don't want Donald Trump to get back into office. If they actually wanted Donald Trump to get back into office and they actually believed the things that they said when they go on Fox News or when they put out their little tweets or they have their stupid hearings where they talk about how this weaponization of government, then they would actually be doing something. But they're not. They're on vacation. Why do we need to have a vacation for over a month and a half when Donald Trump almost got a bullet in his head? We still don't have any answers from this attempted assassination, and he's supposed to be sentenced by a corrupt foreign-born judge on September 18th. Why do the Republicans find that this is the time to go on vacation? Like Donald Trump gets shot, almost gets shot in the head, gets shot in the ear, and they just say, okay, time for vacation. Time to go on vacation. We almost watched Donald Trump have his brain explode in 4K on live television. Time to go on vacation.
Well, really, I mean, sick. Joe Biden is at the beach.
There's something very sick about these people.
No, it's a
and
sick
they want
joke.
To complain about Joe Biden being on vacation, and they're saying, well, where the F is Joe Biden? Who the F is running our country? Well, I want to know who the F is running our country is a damn good question. Get back to work. It's time for these House Republicans to get back to work and end their vacation. Because the last time I checked, the country wasn't just the White House. It was the entire Congress. So get back to work. End your vacation.
Oh, it's you not mean just the, Joe Biden. The leadership of Mitch right McConnell now. Is unmoving?
You cut out for a second. Say that again.
The leadership of Mitch McConnell is not moving you? What about the leadership of Mike Johnson? I mean, this guy's been a disappearing act lately.
I warned everybody about Mike Johnson, and people said that I was being over the top and that I was just punching right. And I told everybody that Mike Johnson would turn out to be worse than Kevin McCarthy. So, look, at this rate, I don't think even Republicans are even going to maintain control of the House. They've just shown such a lack of leadership, and they've dropped the ball. They're on vacation right now at the most consequential time in our nation's history, and we're not getting any answers. And we're not going to get any answers either, Owen, when they come back to work on September 9th. We're not going to get any answers.
Well, it's unfortunate. And it's just like, you know, Trump understands being a man of the time. I think you understand, you know, taking advantage of the times that you're living in to make a difference. These Republicans, it's like they have no sense of urgency or no sense of even it's like being in game seven of the NBA finals and you're down by a point and you have the basketball under the basket to make a layup and you just hold on to the ball till the clock runs out.
There's no sense of urgency. They don't think about anything. I mean, look, how many times were we telling these people, Owen, back in 2018 when you and I were shouting at Jack Dorsey in Congress, do something. They're going to rig the election. Do something. And now they're finally up to, you know, they finally caught up. What is it, 6 years later? 6 years later it took these assholes. All that time, Owen, 6 years it took them. 6 years it took these people to finally do their job and try to hold the big tech social media companies accountable. So, yeah, I would say that shows an extreme lack of urgency.
Yeah, here you go.
An extreme.
Let's get an emergency hearing. Let's get an emergency hearing with Mark Zuckerberg immediately to talk about how the Biden-Harris administration was censoring Facebook. With less than 70 days till the election, you won't even see the political advantage to having that on record? What a joke. All right, Laura Loomer, thank you for joining us today. Just big news day. Where can people follow your work?
They can follow me on X and True Social at Laura Loomer, and then also be sure that you tune into my show tonight on Rumble every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's called Loomer Unleashed, so please subscribe to my Rumble channel, rumble.com/Laura Loomer. It's free to do so, and I'm going to be talking about a lot of this tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, so hopefully a lot of you will tune in. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Laura, good stuff. I don't know. Maybe anybody in the Republican Party might show a little leadership. Call Mark Zuckerberg for an emergency hearing about how the Biden-Harris administration censored Americans' free speech right out of the White House. I don't know. Kind of a big deal.
naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America. Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Folks, we had that breaking news. I've gone 2 hours. I haven't even done a single plug. We need to support this show. Keep it on air. I need to let you know about the sales we have right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That would be the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening right now. Up to 60% off top-selling, top-rated products at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of my favorite products are on sale, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off right now. And the reason why I start every day with Vitamin and Mineral Fusion is because it has more than 100% the daily value. Vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more in one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It also tastes great. I like to mix it with juice. And if you got kids at home, I wouldn't have those toxic processed sugar, high fructose corn syrup drinks in the fridge. I would suggest filling up a pitcher with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, many scoops as you want to get it to the right taste. The kids will love the taste, and you know they're not getting those drinks that are so unhealthy for them. Instead, they're getting something good that they like and is healthy for them, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Plus, you're supporting this transmission by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off. This stuff sells out fast. I'd get my hands on it while it's in stock. My heart rate's probably a little high today because of the news, but that's okay because I've got good cardiovascular health thanks to VasoBeat Complete and Nitric Boost, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I actually prefer VasoBeat Complete, but Nitric Boost is great as well. Doctor recommended in the capsule form. I prefer VasoBeat Complete in the liquid tincture form. It's easy. I just put it in a drink. Drink it down, and I know I'm supporting my cardiovascular health and my blood flow. VasoBeat Complete, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Both of these products, very important for cardiovascular health and blood flow. How about BrainForce Ultra or BrainForce Plus, the ultimate nootropic? Before a three-hour transmission, I like to make sure I've got mental energy and mental focus, so I reach for BrainForce Plus and or BrainForce Ultra, both 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The flagship elite supplement at the store, DNA Force Plus, is 40% off. There's really not much, if anything, like this out there on the market. What are you doing for telomere support, ladies and gentlemen? What are you doing for telomere and cellular energy support? DNA Force Plus, 40% off right now. Packed with high-quality, bioavailable antioxidants like CoQ10, PQQ, and so much more in DNA Force Plus. That is the elite flagship supplement of InfoWarsStore.com. Others have tried to copy it, and they charged so much, and they just failed to sell. We sell this as low a price as we possibly can. Others tried to have competitive products, folks. They sell it like $500, $600. That's how serious this stuff is. That's how serious telomere health is and cellular support. DNA Force Plus, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So that's just all part of the InfoWars mega sale happening right now. And don't forget, limited availability, but an item, a piece of InfoWars history, a piece of InfoWars lore that you can have to just show that you supported the transmission, you were a part of the legend that is InfoWars. I still hope we're here tomorrow, next month, next year, but you just never know. And this could be one of your last opportunities to support the InfoWar and get a piece of InfoWars history. And that's the InfoWars Republic Defense Gold Bar Card right now available at InfoWarsStore.com. But it's limited availability. Once this sells out, it is gone, ladies and gentlemen. So a nice piece of InfoWars history, InfoWars memorabilia for you to have and support us to keep this on the air. All right. Big election news. When we come back, you're not hearing it anywhere else, but you'll hear it right here.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Yesterday and last night, I was covering the story, and in fact, maybe one of the stories is not just the story itself, but the fact that nobody is picking this up. I heard an interview with the Public Interest Legal Foundation lawyers, and then I was going through the press, I was going through the internet last night looking for anybody covering this, and nobody was, except one website, the Nevada Globe, and one author, Megan Barth. And so I mentioned this yesterday and last night, and I'm stunned how this isn't a bigger story. In Nevada, nearly 100,000 illegally registered voters at addresses that included empty parking lots, gas stations, casinos, you name it, removed from the voter rolls. Now, Megan joining me now. She's been covering Nevada elections for years. She has, in fact, even called herself an election hawk in Nevada, and she personally told me she has too much integrity to write for the Associated Press. So she joins me now. Okay, Megan, first of all, I mean, you're literally the only person in the print press media that is covering this story. How is that the case?
Well, I mean, are we surprised? The press definitely carries water for the Democratic Party, and I think that's why local media has been doing so well, and one of the reasons perhaps why you found us. I am the editor, founding editor of the Nevada Globe, and we cover all things obsessively about Nevada politics and policies. And Nevada is a swing state. It is also a crucial state to the Democrats. This is how they clinched the Senate in the 2022 election, where Senator Catherine Cortez Masto only won by like 7,900 votes. So we're known for tight elections, and this is why voter rolls are so incredibly important and why clean voter rolls are so incredibly important. I've always said that dirty voter rolls yield dirty elections, and that's exactly what we have here in Nevada. On top of this story that J. Christian Adams Foundation, which is the Public Interest Legal Foundation, and I've worked with Christian for probably 10 years now, but he has been intense on ensuring that Nevada voter rolls are clean, and he's been trying to clean the voter rolls through lawsuits, et cetera, since 2020 election. Now, you have to ask yourself, Owen, why does it take a lawsuit and tens of thousands of dollars to force elected or appointed election officials to do their job and to follow the law? And this is a question that is hard to answer because it constantly, elections constantly, or election management constantly comes down to the court system.
Well, and look, again, this is just neutral observation. From my observation, I mean, maybe you're wrong. You can tell me what goes on in Nevada. From my outside observation covering this now, it's conservatives or Republicans that are pressuring. Well, I guess I don't know the affiliation or if Christian Adams has any affiliation. I heard him on a conservative talk radio show. That's how I found this story. And that's how I eventually found your story and your website. But I noticed that it's the Democrats that are constantly trying to stop this action. So you ask the question, why would it take legal action? And by the way, it took multiple legal actions over multiple years to get this done. And this could be, if they would have done this in 2021, the Senate could be red right now and not blue. That's how important this stuff is. So yeah, the question is obvious. Why would it take legal action to do this? And why is it always the right pushing for this to be done and the left trying to stop it from getting done? I mean, it's happening in Texas. Republicans did it. It's happening in Virginia. Republicans did it. It's happening in Florida. Republicans did it. But in states like Pennsylvania, which Democrats run, Wisconsin, which Democrats run, they're not doing it.
And Nevada, unfortunately, we're known as a swing state, but our legislature is predominantly Democrat, and they're only one seat away from a supermajority, which is a veto-proof majority. So although we have a Republican governor who put forward tens of different bills for election integrity initiatives this last legislative session, all were denied. Two things you have to understand as well. Not only were the commercial addresses cleaned in Clark County, but they just removed 100,000 voters from the rolls in Clark County alone. 100,000, which tells me that the maintenance of these rolls were not being done as they should be done. You just don't all of a sudden lose 100,000 people. If anything, we're gaining population. On top of that, the Democratic majority during COVID, during the pandemic in Nevada, the legislative majority fundamentally transformed our election laws in Nevada. They ushered in universal mail balloting. So every single person that is registered in the state gets a ballot. On top of that, we have no voter ID. And on top of that, we have unlimited ballot harvesting. I think we are the only state in the union that the Democrats signed into law unlimited ballot harvesting. And they did that because they have an infrastructure known as the Culinary Union in Las Vegas. It is a 60 to 70,000 employee strong union. They are constantly behind Democrats and Democratic politicians on the national stage as well as the state stage. So they have their ballot harvesting infrastructure built in with the union. So the union can harvest and cure ballots until they're tired. Whereas Republicans are finally catching up, specifically in states with ballot harvesting, and putting some boots on the ground and some infrastructure to chase the ballot.
So let's look actually not just at 2022, where this was a very, again, this could have swung the Senate to the Republicans if they would have cleared these voter rolls. Now, it wouldn't have changed the results of the 2020 presidential election. However, it could have changed the results of Nevada, which was won by Biden by less than 90,000 votes, which is how many of these illegal voters, illegal registered addresses were on the voter rolls. So let's move it to 2024 now, because I've been measuring this constantly. I've been following all of the legal battles happening across the United States. And I think that Republicans are going to stop the steal in some states like Virginia and Georgia. I think they'll probably still lose it in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin because they're just losing the legal battles. Now, they're still ongoing. Things could change. I really believe this whole thing is going to hinge on Nevada. That's where I stand right now. And Trump has a path to victory without Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And that includes him winning Nevada. So to me, he wins Nevada easily, except for what goes on in Washoe County and Clark County, Reno and Las Vegas. And this is why I think Kamala Harris stole no tax on tips, because she knows this election could sway based off of the Las Vegas vote. Most people in Las Vegas are in the service sector. They work for tips, kind of a big deal. So they stole that because Kamala Harris wants to win Nevada. They know they need even to win Nevada. Where do you think Nevada stands today?
We're still very swing, and there's two ballot initiatives that will appear on the November ballot that's going to drive both parties to the polls. One is a voter ID initiative. Finally, after 4 years of battling Mark Elias, who's everyone should know that name when it comes to voter lawfare or legal law or lawfare against elections, is Mark Elias. He tried to stop a voter ID initiative for 4 years here in Nevada. We finally cleared the Supreme Court, and that initiative is going to be on the ballot. So voters will decide whether or not we have voter ID in Nevada, and they have to decide that in two subsequent elections. The second ballot initiative that's in Nevada is, of course, basically an abortion initiative, whereby our constitution will be changed to include abortion in the state constitution. So that is going to drive the Democratic vote to the polls. So these two ballot initiatives, I think, are going to encourage people to mail in their ballot or show up at the polls and vote. And it is, again, going to be, I think, a very close election. Washoe County, which Reno is the seat of, and that's northern Nevada. It's rural Nevada. That's where I live. It is a red-leaning county. And it is often said that in Nevada, it comes down to Washoe when it comes down to the margins. And Washoe always determines those margins.
Well, I tell you, that's a big development, and that's something to look at in other states as well. I know abortion is on the ballot in Florida, and I think that the Democrats are doing this strategically because really we both know the Democrats don't actually want to legalize abortion. Why would they? It's their number one campaign issue. It's their number one voter drive issue. If the Democrats can't campaign and run and get people to vote on abortion, then what can they get people to vote on? They have nothing. So they need abortion on the ballot. They need abortion to be illegal, actually. They would probably prefer it that way because that's how they get people to go out and vote. So I think they're strategically, the Democrats are putting abortion on the ballot, hoping that people will get out and vote because they're not energized by Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris doesn't have the voter enthusiasm, but on the abortion issue, they think they can drive the votes out with that.
Well, right. And the main person and the funder behind this abortion issue is J.B. Pritzker out of Illinois. He started a very large PAC in order to get into the swing states and get the abortion initiative on the ballot as a ballot question. And he's doing this in Arizona. He's doing this in Nevada. I believe that he was behind it in, was it Iowa that just added the constitutional amendment? I believe it was. And so this is the golden cow, right? This is the sacred cow for Democrats. This is how they instill fear in women in order to turn out the suburban women's vote or the woman's vote. Although in Nevada, our law states passed in 1991 that anyone can have an abortion up to 6 months of pregnancy, any woman, up to 6 months of pregnancy. So we've already legalized abortion in Nevada, but they want to add it as a constitutional amendment under the guise that Donald Trump and his Republican cohorts are going to come into office and implement a national abortion ban, even though both Trump and J.D. Vance have been on the record saying absolutely not, they're not going to sign such a piece of legislation if it hits their desk.
Well, and it's so wild to look into how dirty politics are, because I didn't know that about the Nevada Constitution. So, I mean, it's virtually fully legal. I mean, it's not up to birth.
By statute, not constitutional. So we have a statute passed in 1990 that has existed on the books for, 34 years, and it can't be changed unless it's the will of the people. That's how our laws work here. So in order for abortion to become less than 6 months legal, then the voters would have to go back on another ballot initiative and remove that statute.
So they put...
This ballot initiative is a constitutional amendment. And so if it passes, it must pass twice in order to change the Constitution.
So they literally put abortion on the ballot, hoping it will drive Democrats out to vote, even though the law in Nevada already has abortion legal up to 6 months. Clearly a political move, and that's why they're also, I would guess, doing it in Arizona as well. Mm-hmm. It's 100% a political get out the vote move. And again, you dig into this stuff and you just see, I mean, look, whenever I dig into election stuff like this, I always discover the same thing. Democrats' underhanded maneuvers to rig elections, whether it's putting abortion on the ballot, whether it's the gerrymandering. I mean, you just said it. There's a pro-life wing that's hardliners on pro-life that are saying, oh, we're not going to vote Trump now because, you know, Democrats are going to be so much better for pro-life movements. And so they're saying, well, we can't vote for Trump now. But yet the media and the Democrat Party apparatus, this combined force, has people believing that Trump and Vance have said, nope, we're going to do an outright ban of abortion. And it's just inaccurate.
Right. And I think the Democratic Party is very strategic, and I think they're always a little bit more on offense than the Republicans are. I believe the Republicans play defense a little bit too much, just from my experience of watching politics for 30 years. But nonetheless, the Democrats made a very strategic move. They made it in very important states like swing states. They knew that they could not talk about the economy. They knew they could not talk about the border. They knew that they could not talk about raising taxes on pretty much everyone. I've never met a candidate or heard a candidate promise to raise taxes until I met Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. But nonetheless, you need to instill fear in the populace because fear creates dependency. And that's exactly what the Democrats rely on, is dependency. And how best to create dependency than through fear. So if you can convince a populace or a segment of the populace, like women, for example, that their rights are going to be taken away, well, that's a driver. And that's a strong message. And it actually works. And it manipulates the perceptions of the average voter who may or may not be paying attention.
Megan Barth is my guest from the NevadaGlobe.com. I'm telling you, folks, this story should be a top story nationally with 70 days left to the election. Election Integrity Group announces Clark County has removed commercial addresses from voter rolls, nearly 100,000 of them. And if you're in Nevada, the NevadaGlobe.com, a great place to monitor all this news as we get closer to the elections. Now, you know, here's kind of my other realization, too. Well, what's in a name? What does it mean to be a Democrat? What does it mean to be a Republican? Well, I think it actually matters. The Republicans believe in, we have a constitutional republic, meaning you cannot vote me into slavery. You cannot vote away my rights. I'm in a constitutional republic. Whereas the Democrats look at everything from a democracy standpoint, which is an inaccurate view of how our country works. We are not a democracy. We have a representative government with democracy, but we are a constitutional republic. But they believe everything is approached towards a, how do we get things done with the vote? So Republicans sit here and they strategize about policy, or they strategize about, well, we have a Bill of Rights. Democrats sit around here and they think about, well, how can we vote our way into this, or how can we vote our way into that? How can we vote? So that's why Republicans think strategy is good policy and results. Democrats think strategy is gerrymandering, mail-in ballots, 100,000 addresses that aren't even legal and mail-out ballots, voter harvesting. I mean, the approach that the two parties take, and I mean, let's just call it what it is. Democrats have been successful with it. When they changed the law on how the Senate gets elected, guess what? Now they can win every Senate. If the original intentions of how the senators would be chosen still stood in place today, the Democrats would never control the Senate in one congressional cycle. Not one. And yet here we are today. So that's, you know, I've learned that from my approach in covering this is, wow, this is how the Democrats literally just look at everything through political strategy and getting more votes, where the Republicans think, hey, if we just have better policy, we'll win.
Right. I think you hit the nail on the head. And I think the Democrats really look at themselves, number one, as a collective and not an individual, because that's really what how they view themselves. Number two, they pass policy for power. It's not to empower the constituents. It's to empower the bureaucracy. And when Democrats look at elections, they look at it as a number of ballots. They don't look at it as voters. They look at it as ballots, and they look at it as the concentration or the increase to solidify their power. And they do so through the various apparatus, which is, you know, the apparatus is whether it be the media, whether it be the unions, or whether it be lawfare like Mark Elias. We can't forget that although COVID now was, what, 4 or 5 years ago, it's hard to believe, they used an extraordinary amount of lawfare through Mark Elias to change election laws, not at the state level. They had election boards, unelected election boards, normally appointed, change the election laws during emergency sessions of a bureaucratic meeting or whatever. And most of them, for example, like in Nevada, our entire election system was changed overnight without a single Republican vote. That is not how democracy works. And so, but the ends justified the means, because the whole entire means of the Democratic Party was to absolutely control the process in order to increase their power.
And that's what it's all about, dealing with the political left. How can they tell you what to eat? How can they tell you what to drive? How can they tell you how to cook your food? How can they force you to wear a mask, take a vaccine? How can they do any of that without power? They literally need the power to enforce their policies. Now, speaking of lawfare, and we do have a statement from Donald Trump. I'm going to read this coming up in the next segment, a statement from Donald Trump responding to Jack Smith again indicting him, which, I mean, on its face just appears to be completely illegal. I don't know if you've seen the latest indictment from Jack Smith, but to me, it's a sign, it's a message, they are never going to stop. And we have 70 days of Democrat shenanigans. I mean, they might try to fire another bullet at Trump. They might try to take down his airplane. I mean, to me, that's what they're saying. We're not done. We're not going to let you guys choose your own fate. We're not going to let you have Donald Trump. We're going to be here for the next 70 days keeping Trump from getting in the White House.
Well, Donald Trump is the biggest threat to the collectivists and to the what he calls the deep state, where there is an enormous concentration of power. You have Nancy Pelosi, who's pushing 90, Biden, who's pushing 85, Hoyer, Steny Hoyer, Chuck Schumer, the list goes on and on. Do you really think that they want their apple cart tipped by some outsider who happens to be a capitalist and an entrepreneur who won on a wing and a prayer and beat a dynasty? Donald Trump's candidacy back in 2016 was the shot heard around the world, and it went right through the heart of the swamp in D.C. And they did everything they could then, as they are repeating everything that they could do now. However, they've gotten more dangerous because they viewed Donald Trump as more dangerous and an existential threat to their power. One thing I wanted to note, which is kind of funny and kind of not, but if you realize when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, everybody came out and said, rest in power, rest in power, rest in power. When somebody on the right dies, we say rest in peace. But that is the stark difference between the individual Republican Party or the individualized Republican Party and the collectivist Democratic Party. They say rest in power. We say rest in peace. As long as they lose power, there will never be peace.
Well, this is why we're seeing this alignment, this unity behind Donald Trump from prominent figures on the left, at least traditionally, like Elon Musk, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, because people understand that yeah, it's still Republican versus Democrats on its face. It's still conservatives versus liberals on the issues. But really, it's about Team America versus Team Destroy America. It's about Team Truth versus Team Lie. And so if you want to be Team America, if you want to be Team Truth, it's like, hey, look, we got some differences. We got some policies and issues we might view differently or have different approaches. But it's like, hey, we kind of like America. And we kind of like telling the truth, so we're going to get behind Donald Trump to try to save this country, and I think that's what we're up against. Final comments, Megan, I thank you for your time today.
Well, you talk about the difference between Democrats and Republicans or policy, but I have really yet to see a policy that Kamala Harris has put forward. If I still go to her website, KamalaHarris.com, I find no policy issues. I can buy a shirt, I can buy a yard sign, I can donate, but I've got no policy issues. And why would she run on policy when she can't? She can run on abortion. She can run on fear. And when you look throughout history, that's what Democrats have always chosen to run on.
She's running on no tax on tips. You know, that's her policy.
Right,
and she wants to build a wall now, too. I know. Two original ideas from Kamala Harris. No tax on tips and build a wall. Megan, great to have you on today. We'll be in touch as we're covering Nevada, a huge swing state.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95, high-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
Today I decided to have a Washington, D.C. grand jury indict Trump again. The charges include illegal use of memes and hurting my feelings. When I get home, I'm going to celebrate with my wife and her boyfriend.
Thank you, Jack, for that statement. Here's Donald Trump's statement in response to this. Just posted on his Truth Social. In an effort to resurrect a dead witch hunt in Washington, D.C., in an act of desperation, and in order to save face, the illegally appointed special counsel deranged Jack Smith has brought a ridiculous new indictment against me, which has all the problems of the old indictment and should be dismissed immediately. His Florida document hoax case has been completely dismissed. This is merely an attempt to interfere with the election. Oh, yeah, that's right, the old election interference. Who's so good at that? And distract the American people from the catastrophes Kamala Harris has inflicted on our nation, like the border invasion, migrant crime, rampant inflation, and the threat of World War III and more. This travesty is now on comrade Kamala Harris, who is actively pushing it, rather than immediately calling for its dismissal, as should be done. This is for third world countries and banana republics, not for the USA. As Jack Smith knows, the whole case should be thrown out and dismissed on presidential immunity grounds, and as already ruled unequivocally by the U.S. Supreme Court. Smith rewrote the exact same case in an effort to circumvent the Supreme Court decision. The people of our country will see what is happening with all of these corrupt lawsuits against me, and will reject them by giving me an overwhelming victory on November 5th for president of the United States. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is, folks. He's literally just filed the same thing. So he files this, he files these four charges. The Supreme Court says no, Trump has immunity. So he just files them again and says, okay, well, what about these ones? It's the same charges. It's like, you step up to a ride at the fair, and it says, you have to be this tall to ride the ride. And you step up, and it's like, sorry, son, you're too short. Oh, okay. And you walk out, and you step up again. Sorry, son, you're still too short. For them to do this immediately after our Supreme Court victory on immunity and more is shocking. I've also been informed by my attorneys that you're not even allowed to bring cases literally right before an election, a direct assault on democracy. This is an unprecedented abuse of the criminal justice system. This case has to do with conspiracy to obstruct the 2020 presidential election, when they are the ones that did the obstructing of the election, not me. They cheated on the election, and they go after me for cheating on the election. That's it. I mean, that's everything right there. That is everything. They cheated on the election, and they go after me for cheating on the election. That's it. That's your story. That's where we're at. Interestingly, this comes at the exact same time as Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook has admitted to concealing massive amounts of information, such as Hunter Biden's laptop from hell, which is a direct acknowledgement that the 2020 presidential election was manipulated and rigged by the Department of Justice. What they are doing now is the single greatest sabotage of our democracy in history. No presidential candidate or candidate for any office has ever had to put up with all of this lawfare and weaponization directly out of the office of a political opponent. They've weaponized local DAs and attorney generals and anybody else that will listen to interfere with the upcoming 2024 presidential election. Never been done before. This is how Kamala's weaponized system against her political... This is how Kamala has weaponized a system against her political opponent. All of these scams will fail, just as deranged Jack's hoax in Florida has been fully dismissed, and we will win the most important election in the history of our country on November 5th. Make America great again. Your statement in response from Donald J. Trump. By the way, on the Zuckerberg story. So again, the House Judiciary GOP tweets out his entire statement, says, Mark Zuckerberg just admitted three things. The Biden-Harris administration pressured Facebook to censor Americans. Facebook censored Americans. Facebook throttled the Hunter Biden laptop story. And then they say big win for free speech. Well, not really, actually. It's a huge loss for free speech, and Zuckerberg is admitting it and trying to apologize. And look, I don't even know. Would it be fair to say you could forgive and forget Mark Zuckerberg? It's like I almost don't even care at this point, even though I should. I've been banned on Facebook since 2018. I mean, we knew they were censoring information. We knew the Democrats were censoring information. We knew they were censoring COVID information, Hunter Biden laptop, all that stuff. So, I mean, I'm of the mindset where it's like, okay, you were against me at one point, but if you want to be for me now, then I can forgive and forget. I don't know. That's kind of my gut instinct reaction to this. That might be a minority opinion. People might disagree. But yeah, if Zuckerberg wants to come out now and say, hey, look, I'm sorry. What I did was anti-American. What I did was against free speech. Here's what happened. Here's who pressured me to do it. And now I endorse Donald Trump. I might be willing to shrug my shoulders and say, okay, fine. We forgive you. You're on our side now. Help us save the country. You've done tremendous damage to us. But if you want to join our side and help us now, that's how I feel. But tell me how the House Judiciary is going to sit here and put out a nice tweet and not call an emergency hearing for Mark Zuckerberg to testify. Because if I'm not mistaken, Mark Zuckerberg is admitting to perjury here. He went in front of a committee and said that they were not censoring. Remember that? And then he went on the Joe Rogan show and said, oh, yeah, well, we were pressured to censor. And, you know, I was kind of mad at Joe Rogan at that time for not hammering him down on that. But whatever, he was friendly enough, he got him to admit it. So, okay. So here's the move from the House Judiciary Committee is to say, hey, Mark, this seems to conflict with statements you made under oath. We need to have an emergency hearing. We need you to testify immediately. And I would do it before the debate, even if possible, but definitely before the election. I would definitely make sure that that happens before the election. And get Mark Zuckerberg on record. And look at how much leverage. You say, gee, Mark, we'd hate for you to be charged with perjury. Because it would seem as though, based off your statements under testimony and your statements publicly, that you might have committed perjury. But we'd like to clarify and call you for a testimony to clear some things up. So why don't you come on in to testify and give us some direct answers here, and, you know, maybe we don't have to look at perjury. And then you get him to sit down for a hearing. You get him to admit that Democrats censor Americans, that Democrats are anti-free speech, that Democrats violated the First Amendment. You do it right before a presidential election. I mean, hi, talk about hitting a grand slam. Anybody home at the House Judiciary? Anybody home? Somebody's tweeting for you guys. I mean, you can tweet from the beach. Anybody home? Mark Zuckerberg? Emergency hearing? Testimony? Admit the Democrats censor free speech? Admit Biden-Harris did it? Right before an election? Hello? Anybody there? Anybody home? And by the way, this is a First Amendment violation. 100% the Biden-Harris administration violated the First Amendment. And people out here give a damn about an abortion right, which you don't even have, as they violate your free speech right, a fundamental right? Jeez.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have the communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
you by InfoWarsStore.com. Remember to support us. Take advantage of the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Top-rated, top-selling products. Some of these things sell out quickly, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off right now. Get that before it sells out at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, 40% off, same situation. This stuff sells out fast, folks. So take advantage of these sales. Bodies, back in stock, 25% off. Man, nothing is better for stiffness and soreness and achiness than Bodies. That pure turmeric formula, 25% off Bodies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. It's a perfect 5.0, five-star review on that. Hundreds of reviews, perfect five stars. That is impressive. Bodies, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. All right. A lot of things we didn't get to with the breaking news. Oh, by the way, Kamala Harris, they are going to do an interview before the end of the month, folks. They have done it. They have done it. It's going to be Thursday night, but get this. It's a joint interview. Harris and Walz to sit down with CNN for first interview since campaign began. So it's not even just Kamala Harris. So it's not going to be a real interview. It's going to be like a fluff town hall with an audience of fluffers and two fluffers probably talking to them. So this isn't a real interview. It's a fluff town hall on CNN. A joint interview Thursday night with Harris and Walz. What a joke. What an absolute joke. Yeah. By the way, here's Gavin Newsom joking. Speaking of jokes, here's Gavin Newsom joking on a podcast about how the Democrats ran a coup on Biden, and then they're telling everybody to stay on message and act like, oh, no, it was totally normal. Here that is in clip four.
There's an intangible. It's different.
How are you feeling about the switch?
I mean, the switch. Now we went through a very open process and a very inclusive process. It was bottom up. I don't know if you know that. Yes, that's what I've been told to say.
Yes, it was. It was a primary. I believe that's what they called it.
It's a very, very fast blink. Yeah. I think it was a blink primary. So we saw that.
Oh, a 30-minute convention.
Yeah.
You know, between a tweet and another tweet.
It's amazing how it happened.
Yeah, it's been amazing. But what is amazing is how unified everybody is.
And I'll get back on message. Level.
So
okay, now, folks, this is just, it'd be funny if it wasn't so serious. So this is Pod Save America, major Democrat funding and backing, total leftist hacks. I don't know if anybody actually listens to it, but it is a big leftist podcast. It is. If a Democrat listened to a podcast, that's probably the top podcast for Democrat politics. And they're sitting there joking like they all know it. They all know they ran a coup against Biden. And they all know that they just selected Kamala Harris. And it's just a big joke. It's really a beautiful moment, actually.
Yes. Yes. We pretend to be the party of democracy, but we don't actually want people to vote for the candidates. We want to choose them. Oh, yes, it's a very bottom-up process. Oh, I really like Harris, though. That's what they told me to say back there.
And they're just up there laughing about it. They even know that Democrat voters are retarded. It's a big joke. It's like that scene in American Psycho. I mean, how fitting. It's Gavin Newsom. When they're all sitting at the table in the beginning, like, oh, this restaurant was very affordable. Oh, this restaurant had very good portions, didn't it? Oh, yes, look, only $800. Oh, and it's like a tiny little morsel of food.
It's like, wow, this restaurant is very affordable and very big, portions of food. Yes.
And a great bathroom to do coke in. They're sitting there laughing at you. They're sitting there laughing at their audience. It's a big joke. They know they ran a coup against Biden. They know they pretend to be the party of democracy, but they don't care. They select who you vote for. You don't even get a vote anymore. And it's all a big joke. Play it again. Play it again.
There's an intangible. It's different.
How are you feeling about the switch?
I mean, the switch. Now, we went through a very open process. it was bottom up. I don't know.
Bottom up. Yes, the voters. They chose.
Yes, it was a blitz primary, I believe that's what they called it.
It's a very, very fast.
No, blitz primary.
It's a blink primary, so you saw that.
Oh, a 30-minute convention?
Yeah. Yeah. 30 minutes between a tweet and a tweet. And it was Kamala.
Yeah, it's been amazing. But it is.
Yes, it's so affordable.
I mean, it's next level. So.
Yeah, do we have the audio on this?
Yes, oh, very affordable. Very big portions, yeah. Great bathroom to do coke in. Oh, my. Oh, look, only $800. Oh.
I mean, what a joke. Like, are you ever... That's the thing. Democrats have no shame. Like, they don't even care. You're getting laughed at by the people you listen to. You're getting laughed at by the people you vote for. Yeah, yeah. Play the American Psycho clip. It's right out of American Psycho.
Thorotenbaum and grilled free-range rabbit with herb French fries. Our pasta tonight is a squid ravioli and a lemongrass broth. And the fish tonight is grilled around.
Oh, yeah. It's a very bottom-up process. Yeah. Very transparent.
I hate this place. The Chick's restaurant. Why aren't we doors yet? Because Bateman won't give the maitre d' head. If you'd like to take a minute, I'll be right back. Is that Reed Robinson over there? You're freebasing or what? That's not Robinson. Well, who is it then?
It's Paul Allen.
That's not Paul Allen. Paul Allen's on the other side of the room over there. Who's he with?
Yeah, I'm thinking of that other scene when they're at, but they always go to the same restaurant. Oh, it's great bathroom with coke in. They go to the same restaurant and they're like, man, I hate this restaurant. Oh, yeah, this restaurant sucks. It's for chicks. Oh, nobody goes here anymore. They'll go to the same restaurant. Oh, yeah, you know, it's a Democrat primary. Very open process. Yeah. Very bottom up, too, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. It's a big joke. They look down on you. They laugh at you. They take a dump on your head and tell you it's filet mignon. It's really an incredible moment. It's like, it's everything that Democrat Party politics is. The party elites that you vote for, the pundits, the commentators, the broadcasters that you listen to are up there at the DNC laughing at you, scoffing at you, at how stupid you are, scoffing about how they rig primaries and they select who your representatives are, and then they say... It was very bottom-up, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, bottom-up. But that Kamala Harris, she's really great, isn't she? Oh, I was told to say that backstage. Yeah, what do we call it, a blitz primary? Aren't our voters so stupid? Aren't our listeners so stupid? That's the Democrat Party. And these poor, shameless saps continue to vote for that. They're laughing at you. Now, look, and we'll play this tomorrow. It's a DNC campaign worker who's had enough of it, and she calls it out. And I got all this other election news out of Texas, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. Maybe I can pile drive through these headlines. Texas Attorney General Kent Paxton launches election fraud raids on Latino Democrats' homes, including state House candidate and local mayor. Officers seized 65 cell phones and 41 computers. Yeah, they found the voter fraud. Trump wants Pennsylvania voters to embrace mail-in ballots, absentee ballot voting to compete with the Democrats. Pennsylvania won't have election results on the night of the election. I'll get into why. Oh, and so they're trying to keep RFK Jr. off the ballot. Now they want to keep him on the ballot. Green Party's Jill Stein will remain on Wisconsin ballot after Democrats tried to kick her off. Cornel West must appear on the Michigan ballot after Democrats tried to kick him off. So, I mean, this news is developing every day. We'll take a 21-hour break. We'll do it all again tomorrow.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support, spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.